Hannah.
We're back. That was Bond Quartet and their song Explosive. That was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, my brother. He's an extreme survivalist. He's survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of last few years ago, and also the big flood of last few years ago. So he's a very extreme survivalist, and he's had a big long journey of healing. So thank you, Shkwait, for joining us.
Yeah.
And that was pretty beautiful music you picked. Nice stringed instruments, powerful.
Yeah.
Just listening to that causes healing. Yeah, so we have a subject today, and it's on healing. So we'd love to hear your words on that.
Healing. I say almost every show has to do with having a lot of positivity in our thinking, and because if you're negative, you aren't going to heal as quick, body, mind, or soul.
Mm-hmm.
So So, you know, it'll take longer to heal if you kind of got negative feelings, negative attitude towards your personal situation, you know, whatever you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I say, it really is affected by positive attitude. I figure I probably wouldn't have healed as quick if I wasn't influenced by you and the rest of the family and friends. You know, positively giving me positive feedback on my situation, you know. I could be still moping in the hospital or the hospital
the infirmary.
What they call those homes next to the hospitals where you go to recover.
Yeah, they're like rehabilitation facilities.
Yeah, you know, I could be still there, but yourself and all the rest of the family and friends would come and visit me, you know, so I wanted to get better because of all the positive energy you guys brought.
It was so amazing just to watch you, because when the doctors were saying, like, it's like a reset button, like when you went down and you were on a ventilator, and they were saying, like, man, when he comes back, you're going to go right down to the lowest. You weren't even at your lowest when you went in, because the aggressive attack that you went through was so fast. Like, I remember it started in your feet in the morning, and then by midnight you were already paralyzed up to your neck. And it was just like astounding when they told us, like, when he does, and if he does recover, he's gonna be like a baby again. Like, he's gonna have to relearn everything. And as we watched, you started to learn, like, how to talk again, how to, like, eat and move around, and then finally you were able to start walking again. And all these things were just so amazing to watch as you started to achieve those things and get that strength, and then to get strong enough to go on chemo like 3 months later. That was just astounding. And it just really made me so proud and happy that, you know, my brother survived these two brutal diseases and got past it and through it, and it just gave me the strength, like, man, if I ever get corona, man, that's nothing. So, you know, I really love to tell this story, like, when I talk to some of my passengers and stuff, and anybody who will listen, really. And it just makes me so proud, like, man, my brother is just a real big fighter and a survivalist, and just got through all the worst parts of this life can offer. And it's just pretty amazing, that healing journey you came through and went through and brought us all along with you, and just boosted us. So just really a lot of gratitude that you're around and able to come to our program and share some of your stories and some of your wisdom and just your knowledge, and you're always consistently talking about positive waves, and all these things are very uplifting, and that's what we need to hear in this humanity. Helps us all.
Gotta be positive.
Yeah.
Negative just slows the healing process. You know, could stunt it, but, you know, still healing, you know, could if you're too negative, you could kind of like cripple the healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, positivity.
Because,
you know, if I didn't have you, yourself, the rest of our family, our friends even, coming and visiting me, giving me all your positive energies and positive attitude, you know, I could be still laying there lamenting, saying, oh, why me?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Could be still in the recovery, you know what, you know, instead of in the late stages of recovery now.
So
positive.
Wow.
Positive energy, positive waves is what I promote.
So
pretty
awesome.
Much in everything.
Yeah, very beautiful. Well, we really thank you for joining us live and sharing your music with us and sharing some of your story and history and just part of what made you survive all that. It's just a special blessing for all of us. Yeah, and we really thank you and appreciate you for that. So we're going to have to let you go for now, and we're wishing you even faster recovery in your healing journey and also a great week and weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for your healing words.
I thank you guys for all your positivity towards my light in life. I thank you for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers. Love that you guys sent to me there from the studio and from the listeners here and abroad. I send it all back to you guys a thousandfold.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. So, lots of love to you, and bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and always just an honor and a privilege to have him on our show. It's just amazing. So we're going to continue on with our program here, and coming up next, we're going to have the production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, which is Lady Faima. And she brings
always
us all some
words of
good,
wisdom.
Powerful people here. Yeah. And so we have a special song for her, and it's from Lowrider, and it's called Ode to Ganymede. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. was powerful. That was powerful music for a powerful lady that we have on the line with us. We have Lady Fima. That was a song from Lowrider called Ode to Ganymede. It was pretty awesome and amazing stuff. So we have with us Lady Fima. Welcome to our program. Welcome to Free Voices.
Welcome.
And free choices.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My warmest and deepest appreciation, love to each one of you as a team at the studio, and respected listeners across the country, outside of the country, especially the student, the unique student of Simon Fraser University, that they are sitting on top of the mountain, and I believe all of them, they are going to discover their journey in the sky. My love and best wishes to each one of you.
Thank you so much. And we have a subject today, and it's on healing, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely. Healing is equal to the justice. When the justice is taking a place, the healing is starting to happening. And the justice is in the society about your rights, about any issues that you're dealing with it, you know, basically. However, the technology, you're living at the age of technology. The technology is washing and removing all the obstacles. That's why today, by the technology, we are one-to-one. We are side-by-side. We are looking, you know, talking to one another, heart to heart. This is technology. And those category among us, they stay in the darkness, which is the prejudice, to be racist. I apologize for this vocabulary because it's very strong and it's happening in the society. That's why we do have the government building with a lot of professionalism that they are willing and eager and established to bring the peace and justice to every household, basically. And some of the people, they forget about their role in this journey because they are going to miss the big train of the joy and the happiness. The train of the joy and happiness that we are side by side together as one nation. When each person, they look at the rainbow, automatically they enjoy, they love, you know, the rainbow, because it has different layers of the color. Those colors I convert and relate to the skin color of the people, and this is very unique. This is very special, and we are living at, you know, outstanding position, that side by side, no matter what belief, what background, and what color we have. And thank you, each one of you. If you do have a color, I love you dearly, and I'm not alone on this Mother Earth. These messages is coming because I was associating and engaging in very deep conversation with one of the friends, so I thought I patch it up, put it together, and bring it to the attention of the society, to the respected listeners, that they are doing marvelous. And each one of you, you are the great role for me, because I grow every day, I learn from you. The more I am swimming in the ocean of the nationwide and walking side by side and communicating with one another, I am growing more and make me more happy and capable. We all as one goal
to reach the peace, mm-hmm. the world peace. Mm-hmm. And this is, the world is hungry for it, is really is the goal of each one of us. Mm-hmm. At the end, I have to close my talk to this one. One of the greatest healing is the movie. Please join me on the YouTube, Omid Jalili, O-M-I-D, D-J-A-L-I-L-I. He is a British actor, highly educated. Actually, he was started to teach in the university in United Kingdom. And then he realized that, no, his love and his passion is the theater, is the movie and a stand-up comedy. Yeah. And I repeat myself again that he did the movie. He had a very short part in the movie Love Again with Celine Dion. Please, when we love ourselves, automatically we love one another. Mm. Let's walk we together, you know, side by side, and enjoy that journey and that movie and laugh. Because, you know, enjoy that movie because it's the love story. And his show is on the YouTube. He has many sites that you can view him. And he is really, really funny. And he gives you a great laugh, you know, and he's outstanding.
That's true.
Till today, I am waiting for their call from his department, secretarial department, to arrange, you know, to have him, to have his interview with the Free Voices at this radio station.
Beautiful, oh, wonderful.
Thank you. And pretty soon, within a few weeks, we are going to engage with Mr. Sahba, the architect of Lotus Worship in New Delhi in India. And we are going to have another journey with India.
Beautiful.
And, and Mr. Sahba is going to explain about his significant work that he has done for the humanity. Beautiful. Thank you very much for having me.
Yes.
It is a really great pleasure to be with each one of you. Thank you kindly. It's
absolutely astounding as usual. Beautiful. So powerful and wonderful. We really thank you for spending your time with us and giving you some of your day. Lots of appreciation and love to you. Have a great week and weekend. And we're going to have to say bye for now.
Yes, bye-bye. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Lady Fahima, our production manager at Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And thank you all for joining us. And we're going to have to say bye for now.
Bye for now.
And come back next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. And we're going to end this program with some Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, Baby Bye Bye. Enjoy, everyone. Have a great week and weekend. Give me a call and forget everything we said. Where
listening to